again. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Yes, he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Yeah, sorry to say hello to Shay from Leatherhead. Hello, Shay. Morning.
Hello, morning, John. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's a lovely day out there.
It is, yeah. In fact, we were talking
it's
to
really
Simon
nice,
earlier.
That's right. You were.
21
so, yeah,
Celsius.
You were talking about the National Lottery earlier, then, John.
I was, yeah. Was it you that won that multi-million pound jackpot? Was that you?
No, it wasn't me.
You. Okay.
It wouldn't be. It would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be nice. I mean, I've won it loads of times in my dreams, but yeah, £111.7 million then. So that's quite a lot of money, isn't it? So one person's won it.
Cool. That's you know, they're
going to
have a life of luxury.
What would you do if you did win that sort of money? If you suddenly won £100 million or £111.7 million million, hundred, and they can't even say the numbers, but loads of money. I got so many digits and numbers, can't get my head around it.
Yeah, there is. Well, it'd be nice for me to share it with my friends and that, and I'm talking to a friend now to share it with him.
So we'll go halves, are we? Maybe not quite half. Okay, that's good. I'll keep you to that. So we've got this recorded, by the way, so when you do win the lottery, I'll play it back to you. Be like, yeah, you said you'll give me some. So, yeah, what would you spend it on? What's the first thing you do if you won loads of money on the lottery? What's the first thing you do, Shay?
I'd spend it on a holiday, John,
Where would you go?
I don't know, actually. I don't really know.
Bognor's quite nice this time of year, I've heard.
What's that?
Bognor's quite nice this time of year.
Oh, it is, it is. Yeah, it's lovely down there. Really nice.
Maybe somewhere a little bit more exotic.
Really nice.
Okay.
It's really nice down there.
We're also talking, Shay, about children's birthday parties and how, you know, they've got really, really kind of like expensive for parents to put on and people going for all sorts of you know, posh things and spending loads of money. What were your, when you were younger, what were your birthday parties like as a child? Can you remember?
You're going back a bit here now.
Not too long, mate. Don't go back too far. You're only 21 after all.
Well, thank you. I used to have a good time with it, you know, really used to have a really good time with my friends and that, you know, but it was really good, you know.
Yeah, did you have all the pass the parcel, pin the tail on the donkey?
Pass the parcel. I'd done musical bumps as well. I'd done musical statues. I'd done all of that.
I'd love to see you play musical statues, Shay. That would be quite interesting to watch.
I like to do it, but then I'm first go, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm the same. Yeah, you have to. I can't stand still. But yeah, I end up like shaking my leg or something. So yeah, I'm out straight away.
That's it. Yeah, but it is a lot of fun though.
Yeah, I think one day actually, I was remembering this morning actually, because we're talking about parties and stuff. And actually, when I was 7, I seem to remember that I had a party. I'm sure it was my 7th birthday or something like that. Anyway, and a clown was about to custard pie me. I was like, no, you don't. And I legged it out the room and ran down the road.
Really?
Yeah, ran away from the clown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, so really, yeah, we're talking about that later. That's coming up. But for you, Shay, what have you been up to this week? Talk us through your week in the life of Shay.
Well, I've been out walking. I've been out doing a bit of walking, but not staying in the sun too long because I'm one of these people that tend to burn quite quickly.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. I try. I think I sometimes use that as an excuse. I don't want to get sunburned, so I'm going to go sit on the sofa inside. Some people walk about with umbrellas, actually, as a sunshade.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be a good idea, yeah. But I am going to say again now, John, please, people, when you go out in the sun, put plenty of suntan cream on.
Public service announcement, something from Shay there. Simon earlier was telling us how he walked from Woking to London and then walked around London. He reckons he walked 48 miles in one day. I mean,
I'd have to think about it.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I'd have the energy or the motivation to do that.
No, but he's a talented man, Simon.
He is.
What I would, While we're talking to Simon, I better say hello to him.
Yeah, he's got something in his eye. He's gone to the walking centre, actually.
Yeah,
today.
You were saying about there's something wrong with his eye.
Yeah, he's got something in his eye, so he's going to get that sorted out. So he might be listening as he's waiting to go in and be seen. So hi, Simon, if you're listening.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, get well soon, Simon.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to say hello to James as well and Mark.
Oh, yeah, okay.
My other buddies.
There we go. They'll get a share of your lottery wins when you win, will they?
Oh, they would as well. That'd be nice.
Okay.
That'd be really good. So what are you up to today then, John?
Oh, well, at the moment I'm doing a radio show, funny enough. but yeah, afterwards...
I know that.
I'm thinking I'm probably going to go out and do something... and involving being out in the sun somewhere. I was doing a bit of gardening last night. I went to a car boot sale, and there was a lady there selling plants, and she gave me some really good gardening advice. She said, she told me how to plant sweet corn. You have to plant it like in a block rather than in a line, apparently, because the wind pollinates it. And then she said, if you want your plants to, you know, thrive, you know, just pour some cold black tea on them, and that helps them. Who knew?
Cold black tea.
Cold black tea. I don't think plants take milk and sugar, so black tea, cold, apparently.
No, I've had black tea before, and I don't think it tastes very nice.
I think plants don't mind. The taste buds can take it, I think.
That's it, yeah. So you'll be seeing me during the week, of course.
Yes, we'll be catching up in the week. So what are you up to then? What's happening this afternoon in the sunshine in Leatherhead?
Well, I'm going to be going for lunch later on this afternoon.
Oh, where are you off to?
I'm off to the pub.
Oh, that's the perfect way to spend a Sunday afternoon. Brilliant. So
it is indeed.
Do you know what you're ordering yet?
I'm ordering roast potatoes, chicken and lamb and plenty of vegetables.
You just made all our mouths water now, Shay.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
You can always go and do the same. I know what you'll end up doing. You'll end up going and getting a pizza.
I probably will, actually. Yeah, talking to Rosie and a fundraiser.
That's right. Yeah, I'd say hello to Rosie again. I hope you had a lovely day on Friday, Rosie.
Yeah, she's 10 now, Rosie is.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys, it's our little family we've got here at Radio Woking. You know, we've got like Simon, we've got you, we've got Rosie, we've got a kind of good family vibes going on. I like it. It's good.
You have, yeah. And you got me as well.
Yeah, of course. That goes without saying.
You nearly missed me out again.
Yeah, no.
I wouldn't do that
because I want to share your lottery winning, Shade. You know how it is.
You do, yeah.
So, yeah, if you won the lottery then, going back to what we talked about originally, if you won, would you go public? Tell everyone, or would you keep it secret and just tell a few people?
No, I'd tell all my friends, and they would all be delighted, but they'd be really good, you know.
Okay, but would you go and do interviews with the press and everything like that? You know, go to the paper, have your picture taken?
I don't think I'll get that far, but I'll tell all my friends. That's the main thing.
Yeah, the people you trust in life.
Yeah,
okay.
The people that I know, if you fancy like playing the lottery, good luck to you, because it's. It's very, very hard to win, John.
It is, but someone's got to win, and if you don't buy a ticket, you're not going to win, so that's what I always tell myself.
That's it. Yeah, because what you're saying, people will just miss out, really.
Yeah, but the problem is, I side, if you are, if you tell everyone that you won the lottery, and everyone knows that you've got, like, £111 million in your bank account, you're going to get a lot of people that may just... be in your life because of what you can give them, you know, because you want your money rather than you as a person, so that's something that I'd be concerned about.
Yeah. That'll
be
because
that'll
be good.
Yeah, but it'd be nice.
That'd be really good. I better say hello to Matt while I'm on. Matt's not with you today, but he'll be back next week.
He will be back, yes, he will. He's all right. He's just having time off because he's got a lot of stuff on. Shay, have a lovely meal later. Enjoy the sunshine, won't you? Stay out of trouble.
Yeah, I tried to, John. You know what I'm like.
I know exactly what you're like. That's the problem. And thanks for coming on. Lovely to talk to you again.
Yeah, it'd be lovely, John. But you know, just say hello to Rosie and Mark and James
and everyone that knows you.
That's correct. You said it for me.
There you go. We're going to end with your jingle again, and we'll catch up with you very soon.
Okay then.